In your book, you talked about implementation of computer statistics and transition of police organizations going into a business model. You mentioned it messed with veteran police officers. It changed schedules. It led people to be more irritable. And it changed the focus of the organization to be a numbers and fear-based. Can you elaborate on what that meant and make a I was wondering as I was reading, how many of our police organizations nationally are now run by business model?
I would say probably a good portion of them are using that particular model. And in law enforcement, it's very ego-driven. And so you have many leaders that try and make a name for themselves as they rise through the ranks. And, you know, this is the latest and greatest thing, and this is what we're going to do. So you have that bit of a mind game. But then you also have a community that may say, we need this, more of this in our community. And they may get things like addiction and homeless and mental health issues and juvenile issues that they want the police now to deal with. And then you get funded for that, but you don't have police officers that actually really know how to handle that. So you put a gun in their hand, and then everything that everybody that you meet becomes a nail and you're the hammer. So that's another problem. So when we look at people saying we want to defund the police, I think it's not necessarily a bad idea. The issue becomes, who's going to take responsibility for the homeless, mental illness, domestic violence, all of those social problems that ended up with police, and we were funded for that, and now you're going to take it away? You need to make sure that there's a responsibility for the folks that are going to take that over, and that money doesn't get pilfered someplace else in the business world. Otherwise, it will come back to the police, and there won't be police or funding in order to handle that. So when we talk about defunding, I can't say that that's necessarily a bad idea or a good idea. I just think that we need to have really clear conversations. With the business model, we want numbers about how many we arrest and how well we're doing, and we miss that really important qualitative perspective of what we're doing in the world. And that's why I've focused on qualitative research throughout my academic career. There's a richness that we miss just by collecting numbers. So I'm not saying we need to get rid of the numbers, but we need to pull in that anecdotal, you know, how are you doing with this? Or how is this affecting you? Or why should we be doing this way? Maybe we need to think about it in another way. And typically a business model doesn't do that. The only time a business model will change is when they're failing. And then what's the point? I mean, with a business model, you should be making money. As a police officer, you shouldn't be making money. You should be protecting and serving. And so I think that gets lost in the message when you are very focused on strictly numbers.